This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Craig in the control room just sent me a picture of that copper coin that Republic Broadcasting will send to anybody who pledges $100 or more. And it is gorgeous. It is just absolutely gorgeous. All right, getting back on to the news here. I just saw a very bizarre article that came in from a website called Online Paralegal Programs, and the article title is 10 Crazy Weapons That Are Still Legal in the U.S., and it's going on down the list of weapons which for some reason we have not gotten around to banning. And they have some obvious ones on there, like flamethrowers are apparently still legal, cannons, you can have cannons. And then they get down to katanas, the Japanese swords, and they say, well, these other countries, they've all banned these things. You can't have a katana. And sword canes and sword umbrellas, which apparently are only banned in Massachusetts, New York, and California. And I can see what's going on here. They're going after the guns, but once they've got the guns, they want to take everything else away that might be used to inflict harm on an out-of-control banker or politician. And my response to this article is, the Second Amendment says, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say firearms. It says arms. That's an all-encompassing term that includes swords, knives, clubs, what have you. Common sense says we, the people, have the right to keep and bear arms at least as a deterrent to crime. All those drug gangs, they've got all these automatic weapons from Fast and Furious. Should we not be allowed to have the same better weapons than the criminals who are coming into our homes? And the answer is obviously yes. But this looks to be the start of a propaganda campaign to say, oh, they can't have swords. They can't have this. They can't have that. You know, can't have nunchucks. Can't have chains. You know, we'll eat your meals with little plastic soft utensils that, you know, with rounded tips that we trust babies with. Now, let's talk about Obamacare, because that is turning out to be an absolute disaster. The glitches are piling up now that it's past the new year and people are starting to actually use their brand new Obamacare compliant health insurance coverage. They are running into major problems. Because all of the work to get the healthcare.gov website up and running was done to the front end so that people didn't see too busy come back later, that they weren't seeing all those problems that were showing up here. And nobody was, there were no resources left to work on the back end, which is still putting out garbage data to those insurance providers. Fox News is reporting at least 250,000 Americans who thought they had health insurance through the Obamacare website don't have coverage, because the data that came out of their signing up is completely garbage. People have gone to the hospitals with illnesses and injuries. They've gone to the hospital that's supposed to be part of the network of that new health insurance program they have. And they get there and the hospital says, you're not in our system. We don't know. We can't treat you. You're not in the computer. The computer says we can't treat you. And they're having to go to the emergency rooms, which means they will pay the entire cost of their medical care, although they signed up for and paid for insurance. Now, the official White House solution for those people who signed up and turn out not to have insurance is to go back to the system and start all over again from scratch with no guarantee it will work any better the second time around. Of course, the payment part of the system works just fine. And here's the problem, because these people have already paid for the insurance coverage they're not getting. If they sign up again, they'll be asked to pay a second time. And with the data from the first sign up a total mess, it's going to be a lot of time and energy and effort trying to get a refund on those first premiums. Because there's no record of it. It's just completely messed up. Now, we've been talking about Obamacare being a cash grab right from the start. We're going to set things up so the health insurance companies get a windfall, $200 billion a year in pure profit, which they will then give the government a piece of the action through taxes, and everybody will be happy, except the American people, of course. And, of course, that didn't work out. These insurance companies have canceled 6.5-7 million insurance policies. They've only had about 1 million people signed up. A quarter of those, there isn't a record they've got a policy. And the insurance companies that thought they were going to be raking in the dough in 2014 are now in financial trouble. And we're hearing grumblings about needing a bailout for the insurance companies that were supposed to profit from all of this, a taxpayer bailout to these insurance companies. Now we find out there actually is a provision in the Affordable Care Act to bail out insurance companies that get into trouble. It's already written into the Affordable Care. It's already the law that you, the taxpayers, one way or the other, your money will go from your pocket into those insurance companies, either through the Obamacare compliant policies or through a direct bailout. That's it. That's where we are with this situation here. Looking at the top four lies of Obamacare, it's the Affordable Care Act. No, it isn't. Everybody's costs have gone up. Even Michael Moore, who was the champion of socialized medicine in this country, is saying this is just awful. It's just terrible. Lie number two, it will prevent people from going into debt, and that is absolutely not true. Because people are being told they have to place the entire deductible of their policy in a hospital escrow. They don't have that kind of cash. They're having to borrow. And remember those sky-high deductibles on these policies? Most Americans who bought these new policies will never actually get any benefit from them over the course of a year because they're not likely to hit the top of the deductible, which means they're going to be going into debt to pay for their non-covered medical costs. The big lie number three, Obamacare will lower costs overall. Absolutely not. The opposite is true. And lie number four, more Americans will be insured. Actually, no. The net result has been a loss of insurance coverage to the American people. And it gets worse than that. Over at Forbes, they're saying you can just drop all that, keep your plan, and the website problems. The real harm are from all the new Obamacare taxes. These are taxes put on everything from tanning beds to sporting equipment, all justified because it's, you know, either helping or harming or bad. And they're looking at those taxes amounting to something like $14.3 billion more that you'll be paying. And you won't see it. It'll be in the cost of the goods you're buying. But those prices are going to go up because they're having to pay a health care tax here. Speaking of health care, and thank goodness she's not on Obamacare, Angela Merkel apparently took a tumble on a ski slope and has fractured her hip bone. She's going to be bedridden for a few weeks. So get well to Angela. Germany needs her right now. Germany's economy. They have been hamstrung by all the money sucked out of Germany to prop up Cyprus, France, Spain, Italy. The German people are getting sick and tired of that. And I don't blame them one bit. All right, let's get on to some interesting news. As you're probably aware, late last week, there was this banker who embezzled $21 million from his own bank. If you want to be a bank robber, easiest way is to own one. This guy abandoned his wife and four children, which in my book makes him a scum right there. He faked his own suicide, and he basically vanished, still living in the United States, for a year and a half before a police officer pulled him over for his car windows being tinted too darkly for the state of Georgia. Just picked him up by accident. NSA couldn't find this guy. And apparently, while he was out there that year and a half, he was dealing drugs, you know, had a new girlfriend, just having a fine old time. NSA couldn't find him. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at Yahoo.com, as if they didn't have enough problems already, apparently their advertising server got hit with a malware attack this last week. And ever since then, anybody going to Yahoo.com and being served ads is being infected. They're calling it the Yahoo virus. It's estimated to be infecting 27,000 computers every single hour. And apparently Fox IT is saying Yahoo servers are releasing an exploit kit that exploited vulnerabilities in Java and installed malware. And again, where was the NSA, which supposedly has their tentacles into every single aspect of the internet and all of these major companies? They missed this one. I get a lot of emails saying, well, NSA's role is just terrorism. They're not doing anything else. Well, look at the negative publicity NSA is getting from around the world. Don't you think they would welcome an opportunity to do something to look good, to be able to go up on the corporate media and say, look, we caught this hacker. We caught the people who broke into Target. We caught the people behind CryptoLocker. We're performing a valuable service for the taxpayers. That would go a long way toward reversing all this negative publicity about the National Security Agency. They're well motivated to find some of these computer criminals. That they haven't done it tells us they can't. It's a big bluff. They can read your internet traffic because you're all using those standard off-the-shelf encryption tools that are backdoored. You're using operating systems that are backdoored. But against real criminals and real terrorists, NSA can't do a thing. Now, over in the United States Congress, Senator Bernie Sanders asked the NSA directly, are they spying on members of Congress? And the NSA's official response is that members of Congress have the same privacy protections as all U.S. persons. In other words, none. The NSA has not abided by any law regarding privacy going all the way back to the 1980s and the Echelon system. And the danger there is we already know how the heads of intelligence agencies will use the information they collect to coerce politicians. J. Edgar Hoover was legendary for his private secret files that had the dirt on all of America's top leaders. And he used it. He even blackmailed the president, John F. Kennedy. That's why J. Edgar Hoover was the FBI director for life. Nobody dared stand up to him. Which brings us to Representative Peter King, who was out there over the weekend screaming that Rand Paul hates America for challenging the NSA. And now, apparently, on his latest interview, Peter King is out there saying the NSA should monitor all members of Congress in case they're talking to an Al-Qaeda leader. King is saying, I think members of Congress should be treated the same as everyone else. I'm actually in agreement in the context of members of Congress are protected by the Fourth Amendment the same as everybody else. It is obvious at this point that the NSA has already found something on Peter King. He's not afraid of his deep, dark secrets being found by NSA because he knows they've already got them. Otherwise, he wouldn't be out there carrying the water for the NSA saying, yes, it's okay for them to spy on members of Congress. No, it isn't. If I were a member of Congress, I would be insulted at the implication that I'm a terrorist suspect, that I might be talking to the toilet out there. Clearly, Peter King is compromised. The NSA is not an elected government body. They should not be allowed to be in a position of influencing our government by stealing their personal secrets. They're in a position to blackmail anybody in this country with the information they take from your phone calls, your texts, your emails, your websites, whatever. We're basically in an intelocracy. We're being run by our spy agencies. And again, because the NSA already has a track record of ignoring the Constitution and the laws, these are absolutely the last people we should be allowing to control the nation. Now, there's another interesting take on rumor mill news, and this actually goes back to what I was telling you about the Seattle Asia Pacific Economic Conference. This is happens every couple of years somewhere in the Pacific. It happened here in Hawaii a couple of times, where representatives from governments and corporations from around the Pacific Rim will get together and they'll discuss business. They'll bid contracts. They'll do deals. It's a major clearinghouse for economic development. And back when it was in Seattle, while my wife and I were living up there, pardon me, it was a huge scandal where U.S. intelligence agents being paid for by the U.S. tax dollars were spying on the conference attendees, not to fight crime and terror, but to steal their business secrets to give to Clinton cronies. Now we're hearing over here in this rumor mill news that a lot of NSA's activity is very much focused on targets designated by the Wall Street financial firms. And that NSA has inserted itself between the actual financial data collecting and the people who need that data in order to steer the economy for the benefit of the top Wall Street money junkies. All righty, let's see. Kansas and Missouri are considering legislation that would prohibit state use of illegally gathered electronic data by the NSA. In other words, the NSA, no state police agency would be allowed to ask for or accept data from the NSA. And it sounds really good. It's called the Fourth Amendment Protection Act. But again, the NSA has a track record going back to the days of Echelon of simply ignoring the laws. They see themselves as above the law, like the men in black. We're above the system. There's only one way to be sure the Fourth Amendment rights of Americans, including members of Congress, are preserved, and that is to burn those data centers to the ground, take the top officials at NSA and tar, feather, hang, draw, quarter, burn them, and then have the ashes peed on by a rabid wombat. Over in Germany, they're starting to warn all of their key industries and government offices not to use Windows 8. Because it turns out the so-called trusted computing platform is backdoored. Microsoft can get into any machine using the trusted computer platform infrastructure, which is supposed to be about digital rights management, but it's completely wide open to Microsoft, and by extension, it's wide open to the NSA. So Germany is now turning away from Windows 8. All right, which brings us to my fifth NSA challenge. We have had four of these challenges so far. None have been broken. And coincident with my releasing the key and solution, and I'd already released the source code for the fourth challenge, the NSA dusted off this old story from 2012 about how they were going to build a quantum computer that can crack any encryption. And put it out there and said, it's a waste of time to develop your own codes and encryption. We'll read it all. All right, so basically they hurled the defy at me. They took the gauntlet, slapped it in my face, threw it on the ground, and I picked it up. And I put out another one of my challenges. This one is specifically designed to foil quantum computing solutions, knowing the limits of the quantum computing system. And remember, quantum computers are very fast. They're going to make very fast machines to test keys using known encryption methods. But all the computer power in the world isn't going to help the NSA if they don't know the method. So we're having one more object lesson. It's not a practical code because it deliberately makes the encrypted file huge compared to the original clear text. It's just an academic exercise. This one will be released on Valentine's Day. We'll be right back with a phone call after these words from our sponsors.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to take a phone call. Poya in Iran. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
I just had a question, Michael. It was about the radiation from Japan. I was just wondering if you knew how if it would spread into the Middle East, and if so, how and when. Because from what I hear, it's getting quite close to the States.
It appears to already be hitting the States, and eventually there was this incident that happened a few years ago when a ship full of toy plastic ducks sank in the ocean, and they were able to use these ducks to sort of see where the currents were going, and eventually these ducks were found all over the world. So at some point, yes, radiation in the ocean water and radiation carried by fish will reach the Middle East. How much there will be, of course, is hard to determine.
So no one is safe, really.
Well, and the reason I think a lot of people are worried is very clearly ever since the disaster happened, we have seen a continuing pattern of propaganda, trying to play it down and say radiation's good for you and all this other nonsense. And now there are some very alarming developments. I actually have in my talking points a little further down.
Yeah, I actually grew up in London. I lived there for about 18 years, and I moved back to Iran about 4 years ago because it was just becoming impossible to live there. It was just so bad. I think it's just as bad as the States.
Yeah, I know.
I moved back here, and you know, regardless of what they say on TV, Iran is not how they portray it to be. I mean, I'm having a better life here than I had the 18 years I was in London.
Well, there was actually late last year, there was a documentary on TV about life in Iran that absolutely destroyed a lot of the propagandistic spin, and it showed all these people getting along just fine, Christians, Muslims, and Jews, living side by side, doing business with each other, and having a very good quality of life. The U.S. agenda to attack Iran has nothing to do with the Iranian people. It has to do with Iran's oil being sold only for U.S. dollars and Iran's refusal to allow private central banking to control their economy.
Exactly. Well, I won't take off your time, Michael. We listen to the show here, so I don't know, be happy you've reached quite far out.
Well, thank you very much. That's good to know.
I know people here that listen to your show quite a lot. I had a bit of trouble getting through, but... we do listen. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now then, getting back to, and we are going to talk about Fukushima. Don't worry about that. Early this morning, there was actually a denial of service attack carried out against my server at whatreallyhappened.com. Didn't interrupt the operation, but it did show up in the logs and various other tracking software that we have to sort of keep an eye on such things. So I don't know, maybe it was somebody at the NSA throwing a tantrum or somebody throwing a tantrum, but they were definitely trying to slow us down and did not succeed here. Now, an interesting article, Karen Kwiatkowski, who's a former Pentagon official, critic of the government right now, is basically saying, at this point, Americans have no privacy rights. The government refuses to recognize that you have a right to privacy. That's it. That's their attitude. You are not human beings with dignity. You are not human beings deserving of rights. You are livestock and a herd for us to make profits of and take soldiers from, and therefore we are simply going to watch everything that you're doing. And Karen Kwiatkowski is saying, basically, if you have a need or a desire for privacy, you have to take steps to guarantee it yourself. You have to take responsibility for the security of your private business information, the photos of your significant other in states of address, your Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, whatever. And so I have some suggestions out there how to muck up the system just a little tiny bit. First of all, and we've been pushing this with the NSA Challenge, develop your own encryption for your personal files. And you can, you know, you have all of the code that I put out there for the NSA Challenges, it's public domain for non-commercial use. And I specify that because once somebody commercializes it, we can assume the NSA's put a backdoor in there. Okay? The next thing you do, throw away all those supermarket discount cards because they track your purchases with those. Or even better, trade with your friend. Let's say that you and your neighbor both go to the same supermarket. Just swap those cards. Muck up the data. Make the data collected by these supermarket cards unreliable and useless. If you live near your friend's, don't tweet, talk. My wife sends text messages to our next door neighbor. Very banal stuff, but maybe, hey, it's a good excuse to go over and talk to the neighbor face to face. NSA can't monitor that, especially if you leave your smartphones at home. Cancel and erase your accounts at all the social media sites. Those are being used to learn things about you for evil, nefarious purposes. Get privacy cases or Faraday cages or whatever for your smartphones and only take the phone out when you really need it. Use proxies and Tor whenever possible. Yes, the NSA has broken those and can use them, but it makes them work harder to find out what you're talking about. Use a lot of code words in your communication. You know, shall we Mambo Dogface out to the banana patch? Even if they don't mean anything, it'll keep the bad guys guessing. Stop using credit cards. They are used to track you as well. Plus, it leaves you wide open for cyber criminals. Happened to my wife with her little RFID-equipped card over Christmas. Pay cash or do without. Pay cash because it doesn't leave a record. The NSA says they're monitoring the porn habits of people. I don't think so. I think they're just sitting there looking at online porn, and they needed an excuse when their supervisors caught them. We're monitoring the porn activity of Americans here. So even if you don't like porn, go ahead and download a bot of it. Just throw it in the trash bin. Don't go to the actual porn websites that are loaded with malware, but you can search for pictures of naked ladies using Google's image search function. Just download them and delete them, because that renders that database unreliable and useless. We're on a post-scarcity situation for pictures of naked ladies, and you'll find plenty of them out there. Visit terrorist websites. Use that daily Department of Homeland Security monitored keyword that's randomly selected each day at the top of my website. Just throw it in your emails and texts. The goal is to make all this data being scavenged up by the NSA completely unreliable and useless. Oh, they used a terrorist word. Are they a real terrorist? I don't know. Might just be somebody goofing around. Use encryption, even store-bought encryption whenever possible. And yes, the NSA has backdoored all of that, but again, using encryption makes them work harder. The goal here is to jam the system to the point where they throw up their hands in despair and say, we can't make heads or tails out of any of this stuff. All right, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How you doing today?
Doing okay. Your phone connection's kind of flaky. It must be all that ice and snow.
Yeah, well, Michael, I just wanted to tell you that this Igor Gore... Oh, man, we got hammered this morning. My car, I couldn't crank it over. I couldn't get the hood over to jump it, but finally I poured a little hot water out.
Okay, Scott, we're gonna have to let you go because your phone connection, we cannot understand you at all. So, thanks anyway, and we need to figure out some way to get you on the line here. And by the way, before we take the next phone call, this story about how the water mains are freezing and, pipes are being broken. Water is a very unusual material because most materials, when they freeze, they shrink. Water is different. When water freezes, it expands. That's why ice floats on the top of your glass of water. The way that you prevent your pipes from bursting is you leave your faucets dribbling just a little tiny bit. So if the water should freeze and expand, it's got some place to go. It's a very simple way to keep the water mains and water pipes from bursting. If you don't have insulated covers, especially your outside faucets, just turn them on and let them dribble a little tiny bit. And that will keep your pipes from exploding in the cold. We're going to try and come up with more of these things, how to survive the new coming ice age for those people who aren't brainwashed by Al Gore. All right, Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Good to hear your voice. It's got a heat wave going on here in Peoria. We're up to 7.4 degrees with a wind chill of negative... they're both in the negative 26 Fahrenheit. So,
oh, that's t-shirt weather there.
Hey, man, you know what it is. You know, we were at 11 degrees below this morning. So anyway, also I want to state virtual. I love it. Anyway,
okay. Jim, we got to take a break for commercials. Do not hang up the phone, because as soon as we come back from these commercials, I want you to continue where you are, okay?
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe I'm afraid to know. I know.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The corporate media is all a Twitter. There were explosions near the Time Life building in New York. Oh, my goodness, it's Al-Qaeda. Actually, it turned out to be a manhole explosion from all the accumulated methane in there, from all the leaking sewage pipes down there. All right, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Jim apparently dropped, or he succumbed to hypothermia. Shannon in Tennessee. Aloha, Shannon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
This is Glenn in Philadelphia, Mike.
Okay, Glenn in Philadelphia. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Mike. You must have had a cross line or something.
Apparently.
Anyway, I was calling about the store reward cards that you were talking about earlier, and yes. I'll tell you what a lot of people that I know are doing here in Middle Tennessee is they sign up for all these rewards cards, but what they do is they just give them a fictional address and a fictional name, and that's what I've done with mine, and I pay cash for a lot of stuff, and So that's kind of one way to kind of mess up the system. I'll take the store discounts, but I'm just not going to cooperate with the loss of privacy. And another thing that I suggest that people do for privacy is, especially if they do a lot of stuff on the Internet where they suspect that they're going to get spammed, I have a couple of junk email accounts that I don't use anymore, and anytime I get something that asks for email address and I suspect that I'm going to get spammed, I just give them one of those old email addresses. I don't even have the password to them, but I imagine one of them AOL ones
got several thousand emails
in it.
Gmail's definitely good for that. We get solicitations all the time for so-called discount cards for things like airlines and whatnot. I don't even want to bother. Look at the burden of work they're putting on us to keep track of all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it just isn't worth it. It really is not worth that at all. And again, all of this stuff is used to track us. Some of it's benign for marketing, and I don't have a problem with being tracked for marketing so that I'm getting ads for things I might actually be interested in and don't have to deal with ads for things I'm never ever going to be using. My concern, of course, is that the government is using all this information specifically to find ways to harm us and control us and limit us, and that's absolutely a reason for us to be jamming up that system.
Right. Well, hey, Mike, that was all I had for you. I appreciate you, brother. I'm going to get off so you can talk to somebody else. You have a good day.
All right. Now we're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Are you there? Glenn, are you there? Okay, I guess he dropped. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. What's on your mind?
I don't know about you, but I can't buy a dozen donuts or a hamburger without some cashier pointing out a web address on a printed receipt asking me to go online and fill out a survey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's my contention that, these people aren't suddenly so concerned about my opinion of their products and services, and frankly, I think they should make those decisions based on their sales. If their sales are dragging, then something's wrong, you know?
You've got some middle manager in marketing who's the nephew of the CEO, and you know they gave him the job, and that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. And I don't think hardly anybody fills those out unless their life is so devoid of activity that this is the best they can do to avoid complete boredom. I've never filled one of them out. The only time I'll go there is if there's a problem. And I actually had an issue with a well-known pizza chain. I'm not going to name them because I actually like their pizzas. But they've actually had ads running here locally in Hawaii about how you can get their iPhone app and you can order your pizzas online, because I got tired of having to repeat my address and information every time I call up to have a pizza delivered. And I went on there, and it wouldn't work, was completely broken down, went to the website, wouldn't work. Finally went back to the phone call method, and they said, oh, that doesn't actually work here in Hawaii. Oh, really? Why are you running the commercials? I don't know. And it just seems that far from being a blessing and making our life simpler, all this computerization is actually the only thing it's allowed is for these corporations to transfer some of the workload onto us so that we're filling out the computer screen rather than their paid minimum wage worker answering the phone. And in this case, it just absolutely did not work.
Well, the survey thing helps them collect demographic data. I think they're more interested in the demographic data of the people being surveyed than they are in their opinions themselves.
I still think that's a legitimate, you know, way of improving your marketing information. You know, my opposition to invasions of privacy really comes down to the government, because it's none of the government's business. I understand marketing because I used to work in advertising a long, long time ago, and that's information that helps corporations adapt to the realities of the market. I don't really have an issue with that part of it, okay?
You know, the funny thing is, that, just using donuts as a trivial example, if you try to offer your opinion, they don't want it. Like I've noticed that the one food store that has a bakery department will throw out the same donuts day after day after day and be out of other ones. And when I ask the local, you know, supervisor, hey, how come you don't make fewer of these ones that are thrown out every day and more of the ones that are empty before noon? And they said, oh, well, it's like communism. Well, the, you know, orders come down from Central Committee. We can't change anything without, we have to put this.
Yeah, we get that at our local supermarket. You know, they'll stop carrying the things I want to buy, and the shelves are loaded with stuff I really don't want, particularly the stuff that's filled with GMO and aspartame and monosodium glutamate. And we say, look, if you'll get this in, we'll buy it. No, it's all decided by corporate top leadership. And, you know, I mean, history is full of examples of why central control over certain things really doesn't work out in the long run. So,
right,
you know, the corporate CEOs want to control everything because that's how they justify their multi-million dollar salaries and bonuses.
Absolutely. All right, Mike. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Now we're going to go back to Jim in Illinois, who called back in. Jim, thank you for returning to our show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Anyway, I don't know if I'll use the random DHS monitor phrase of the day again. But anyway, House Resolution 428 being introduced by Walter Jones. He's Republican, North Carolina, 3rd District, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if you heard anything about this. It's about those 28 pages of the 9/11 that are still classified from the 9/11 Investigation Committee or whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was just wondering what you thought of that. Is it like posturing, political, you know, BS or whatever? And to we have a grocery store here. And we have it stocked demographically for us for our region. They call that a value store. And NSA is in the news today. What secret organization that's getting all this information in our nation here exists that we don't know of? And that, with that, I'll say have a good day, Mike, and thanks for your time.
All right. Well, you're welcome. Generally, if you go to the smaller, independent, family-owned supermarkets, you're going to find the things that you and your friends are wanting to buy rather than what somebody in the corporation said, we got a great deal on this, therefore we'll put this on the shelves, and they'll buy it rather than go home empty-handed, which is what drives a lot of this stuff. What is on those supermarkets shelves is based on what they could get at the lowest price and put out there at the highest markup rather than what the public actually wants. The smaller family-owned markets can't operate like that. And so it's a good idea to take your business there. Let's see. The other issue, the NSA is very much in the news then. All righty, let's see. Phone lines are open. Now, I want to talk about this story that came out, and it was over on activistpost.com. We have it linked to whatreallyhappened.com. 72 types of Americans that are considered potential terrorists in official government documents. It is a list of 72 categorizations of Americans that are deemed potential terrorists with links that go to the official U.S. government documents stating that position. Somebody didn't say, oh, this is probably who the government is absolutely hating. No, this is, they did a survey of U.S. government documents and found these descriptions for potential terrorists, and I think pretty much everybody listening to this show fits either one or more of the categories. Those who talk about individual liberties, those who advocate for states' rights, those who, quote, want to make the world a better place are deemed potential terrorists. We're going to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials, and when we come back, I'm going to finish this list. When you see how they're trying to say we're all potential terrorists and therefore it's okay for the NSA to spy on us and to suspend the Bill of Rights. They're criminalizing the entire American people. We'll be right back.